totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month or $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewels.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
A sticky situation at Bristol for Justin Allgaier and the Xfinity drivers.
I think you're definitely going to see some fireworks. I don't think you're going to get by without that.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
On September 9th, it's not the dark you'll be afraid of. It's the unmitigated chaos known as Richmond Raceway. The home of NASCAR and the Commonwealth. Don't miss the intensity of the final race of NASCAR's 2017 regular season with the Federated Auto Parts 400. The first regular season champion will be crowned during the Who's Your Driver race weekend. For tickets, visit RichmondRaceway.com. Richmond Raceway, where there's chaos at every corner and the night action never ends.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Justin Allgaier topped first Xfinity Series practice at Bristol today ahead of Friday night's Food City 300. The junior motorsports driver is already locked into the playoffs with a victory this season, but he's concerned about how the grip strip sprayed in the bottom groove at the track will play out in the race.
When you're in a situation like we are of having to run around the bottom, knowing that, you know, the top is probably the preferred lane, you know, apples to apples, you know, I think we all are questioning when we can start moving up, when we can start moving around, what's going to happen, how's it going to play out.
Cup practice and Xfinity qualifying are set for Friday. Check MRN.com for today's results. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back. It is hour number three of the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Our producer, Kyle Mann, on the other side of the glass. This is your last show this week.
It is.
You are taking a well-deserved day off tomorrow. So Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be sitting in with me at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Stop on in tomorrow. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. You can check them out online, LinderTire.com, or in person, one of their three locations across the state of Iowa, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. Well, we've got a special treat for you right now in hour number three of the program. Kicking things off here, it is week zero of the high school football season. Our very own Scott Unash joins us now from Kingston Stadium here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, where they will be playing plenty of football in the coming weeks. Nothing tonight, though, because there's a special event going on. It's the kickoff to the high school season. Most of the area metro coaches are there. And we'll go bring Scott in. Scott, I hate to tell you this, but you've only got 53 minutes.
Only 53 minutes. All right, well, I will try to fill right now. But, yeah, we're out here at Kingston Stadium, and it's a football-type evening as far as the weather is concerned. And but it's a really nice night. We invite everybody to come on down. It's the first-ever Gazette High School football kickoff. And we're down here on the track on the home side of Kingston Stadium on the west side, press box side, if you will. We've got some food here. Chubb's Barbecue out of Marion. They are here with some terrific food, some delicious food. And we got the Kennedy Palm team, the Marion Palm team here. And we've got our bags set up out here. We've got the Jenga out here as well. We've got our magnet schedules. And we just encourage everyone to come on down and hear from the coaches. They're going to be arriving here within the next half hour or so, probably about 6:45 to 7 o'clock. We're going to get things going with our coaches' roundtable with the Metro coaches. Next year, we're going to try to get things a little bit more to the area, bring them in as well. But really nice night, kind of a football night. And you say there's no football, but we, myself and Jeff Linder and K.J. Pilcher and Jeff Johnson, we kicked some field goals earlier on. Nothing to write home about, but not too bad. Not too bad. I can't walk for the next 3 days, but other than that.
Scott, who has the most range out of all of you?
Jeff Linder. Jeff Linder was very impressive. 30, 35.
Does Pilcher even know what to do with a football? I thought he was a wrestler.
He was blocking for us.
Okay. Long snapper. KJ looks like he'd make a good long snapper.
It's so, like Casey Kreider.
Yeah, I'm wearing the jersey tomorrow, by the way. The Casey Kreider jersey will make its debut tomorrow at the Coach's Corner. I'm looking forward to that. So the event runs until 8 o'clock tonight, right?
Yeah, we're going to be here until 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have the coaches' roundtable starting at 7, and people are starting to come in right now. And as you get here, just make your way out onto the track. We've got our magnet schedules here. You can play a little bags with us if you want. Juan will take on all comers. Derek will as well. And we got some prizes for people. We got some pint glasses. We got all sorts of goodies here, some T-shirts and whatnot. So I invite everyone to come on out and hear some good high school football talk coming up tonight. And we'll check in with you again here in about 15 minutes or so and talk a little bit more about it. I'm not going to kick any more field goals, by the way.
Kyle and Alex want to know if there are any cheerleaders there tonight.
That is not a question that I was going to ask, but...
Well, I said we had the Kennedy and Marion dance teams here.
Well, that's dance team does not necessarily equal cheerleaders. I think there's separate but equal, right?
I am going to stay as far away from that question as humanly possible.
Thank you, Scott.
And that was, did you say Chubb's Barbecue?
Yes.
That's the great name for a barbecue restaurant.
That's the caddy from Happy Gilmore.
It
is.
Yes,
it is.
Chubbs.
No,
Chubbs
that's the golf pro. The golf pro,
yes, who lost his hand in the alligator attack.
Yes.
Well, now yes. I want barbecue, and I want to go home and watch Happy Gilmore tonight. Look what you've done. Okay, we'll check in with you coming up in about 15 minutes, Scott.
All right, sounds good.
Our very own Scott Unash at Kingston Stadium tonight for the Gazette's high school kickoff. The coach is set to arrive in the next 50 minutes or so. Setting the table for the 2017 high school season to come, which kicks off tonight in different parts of the state, week zero.
I don't know if anybody knew this, but one of my secret talents is long snapping. I was a long snapper in junior high and part of high school. Him saying that just made me want to go fire the ball.
I did not know that. Now, Casey Kreider... was his dad worked with him when he was in high school and said, look, you've got an opportunity to, I think, play football at a higher level if you figure out how to do this, because it's a really specialized talent. People look and go, oh, a long snapper. You know, what big deal is that?
It's not easy.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's that easy.
I hear people say that all the time. Oh, well, you can make millions of dollars. It can't be that hard. There's one long snapper on every team.
It is
very difficult.
There's no depth chart
for
long snappers.
And you have to be unbelievably accurate, and there has to be a lot of velocity on your snap.
319-366-1600. There is a little bit of college football news, and Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette sort of beat me to the punch on this on Twitter because we've been having a similar discussion all week long, but Notre Dame has announced that they're extending their series with Purdue for four more games. And there's another opportunity for people to talk about Iowa and the Hawkeyes' non-conference schedule and other Big Ten teams and their non-conference schedule. But Purdue and Notre Dame agreeing to the four-game series beginning in 2021. They played every year until recently, and then because the Big Ten went to a nine-game conference schedule and Notre Dame had the obligations with some of the ACC schools that it was playing, even though it's not an official football member in that conference, they had to toss some of the Big Ten teams by the wayside. Purdue was one of them. And so now this will be a resumption of that series. They won't play every year, but a four-game series beginning in 2021 between the Boilermakers and the Irish.
That's not all that surprising. That's an in-state game that had been played, like you said, more years than not. And I don't think that scheduling should really have much of an effect on the way we talk about Iowa. Now, Wisconsin and Notre Dame, that's a little bit different. But Purdue and Notre Dame, that is a game, as someone who went to Ball State my freshman year, that is a game where I think it's somewhat similar to Iowa and Iowa State. Obviously, Purdue has been so down for the last 5 to 10 years. But that's a game where both fan bases get up and they really don't like each other. So not a surprise there. Did you see the news out of Minneapolis?
I'm looking at it right now. This is interesting to me because we mentioned P.J. Fleck earlier on Would Ya as the subject of being P.J. Fleck. The new head coach at the University of Minnesota has named two starting quarterbacks to begin the season. P.J. Fleck is out P.J. Flecking himself right now.
I asked him this question when we were at Big Ten Media Day about the time that his Western Michigan team came into Iowa City. And that day, he had two quarterbacks play in that game. I think the first one was Tyler Van Tubergen, if I remember correctly. And I think he got knocked out of the game because his offensive line couldn't block. And they brought in a guy by the name of Zach Terrell, who became the starting quarterback and the guy who led them to the Cotton Bowl in his senior season. I think the quarterback situation in Minnesota is a little bit different because there's not a young guy. Dimre Croft and Connor Rota are two guys that have been in that program for at least 2 years. So I'm not sure that he has a quarterback there that he's confident in, that he wants to lead this program. And when that happens, he just made both of them starting quarterbacks. And that'll be very interesting because I think they lead off, if I'm not mistaken, they lead off the season with Buffalo. Both quarterbacks are going to play.
Are you saying that neither quarterback is elite?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
He said, to P.J. Fleck being he, that, quote, this is what's best for the program right now. And he has basically dropped hints that they will need both of those guys during Big Ten play. So why not play both of them early on and see what results you get? But Dimre Croft and Connor Rota, equal starters heading into the 2017 season in the Twin Cities. P.J. Fleck is out-flecking even P.J. Fleck.
Now, I caught the last 10 minutes or so of being P.J. Fleck or whatever
the
it's
new
called.
Episode last night, the one that aired last night.
Yes.
Basically, it was a lot about his wife and kids and
how he likes to fish and be on the water.
Nick Saban, yeah. The best advice Nick Saban, he ever heard Nick Saban give, don't ever sell the lake house. You don't have a lake house, do you?
I do not.
Okay, because I remember when we had a conversation with Luke Voigt of the Cardinals, there was sort of a casual mention that he and his family had a lake house.
They do.
And I thought...
It's pretty common, though, okay. for people you don't in need St.
A
Louis.
Lake. You don't need a lake house. You've got a pool the size of a lake in your parents' backyard. No,
with the Lake of the Ozarks so close, there are several... There are a lot of people that from St. Louis, not just in West County, not just in Wildwood, that have lake houses.
Okay.
And some of them rent them out, some of them buy them.
Best advice you ever heard Nick Saban give, don't sell the lake house. So they still have a house in Michigan and spend some time there.
Couldn't
in the
they
summer.
Just get one in Minnesota?
The land of 10,000 lakes?
Yes.
Yeah, you would think that would probably be the case. I'm sure there's still some transition between moving to the Twin Cities, and they've got, I think, four kids between his first marriage, and she was married before, and it's a blended family. And I didn't necessarily think last night's episode was tremendous, but it was more insight into PJ Fleck. And look, more power to him. He knows that by doing the series, he's getting some free publicity on ESPNU. Brett Bielema did this first as an internet series, and then ESPN approached Bo Mattingly, who, look at this. There's a sports talk radio guy in Arkansas who came up with this idea and basically turned it into a TV show on ESPN. And what could I do? What could I do to launch myself onto a bigger platform? And by that, I mean, what can I do to make some money off of somebody? Because I imagine there's money involved here. And, oh, you want to air this on ESPN? I'm the producer. You're going to have to pay me.
Being Doug and Daddy.
Being Kirk Ferentz.
See.
Press release, 24 hours later. ESPN announces the cancellation of Being Kirk Ferentz due to low ratings.
We were just talking about about this in regards to Matt Campbell. Have something we can't come up with a knockoff idea. We can't come up with an idea of something that has already been done. It just feels cheap when you do that.
Jason from North Liberty says Being Lane Kiffin.
He's been in the news a little bit recently.
Being Lane Kiffin. Well, you were mentioning, speaking of football and TV, you were mentioning this Last Chance U, which I still haven't had a chance to check out. It's on Netflix, right?
It is on Netflix.
It's produced by Netflix.
Yes, okay. It's a Netflix original series. And it follows East Mississippi Community College, coached by Buddy Stevens, who I talked about on Friday. Not exactly the brightest star in the coaching profession, not the best guy in the coaching profession, but it follows this football team of guys that either didn't make grades out of high school or got kicked out of their Division I program. There were several of them this year. I'll just use this year as an example. DeAndre Johnson, who was, if you remember, at Florida State, was caught on camera punching a woman. There was Tim Bonner, a defensive end from Louisville, who was charged with having an illegal weapon. And then there, 2 years ago, John Franklin III was the quarterback of that team. He went to Auburn, and he is now on his fourth school. He started at Florida State, transferred to East Mississippi Community College, then went to Auburn. It didn't work out there. Now he's transferring to Florida Atlantic. And Lane Kiffin has taken not only three of the players from the last two seasons onto his roster, including DeAndre Johnson from Florida State and Tim Bonner and John Franklin III, but he brought a coach too, Clint Trickett, who, if you remember, was the backup to Jameis Winston at Florida State. So it just seems like Lane Kiffin is taking some chances at his new job in Boca Raton with some guys who have had, let's just say, a history of at other schools.
Wiggy in Iowa City on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, being Bobby Petrino. Only if it involves motorcycle rides.
I would watch it probably.
You can't go boring with these. Brett Bielema is a number of things. Boring is not one of them. He's this sort of outsized, larger than life personality. And PJ Fleck is that times 10. He's that on steroids, on radiation. I mean, he's some sort of three-eyed Springfield fish of outsized personalities. So you need somebody along those lines. I just don't know how many more people like that college football has.
Dana Holgorsen at West Virginia.
Dana Holgorsen, Mount Pleasant native, native Iowan, a guy whose name gets brought up a lot when people are talking about possible replacements for Kirk Ferentz. I don't know why, other than the fact that he's a native Iowan.
That'd be an interesting series. It's not really, he's not really a highly publicized coach, but he's I'll just leave it at that. He'd be an interesting person to follow around.
If I could cross sports, I would say Tom Crean, if he had a coaching job right now, kind of comes to mind as a guy. Okay, let's see what makes this guy tick. And I think with the PJ Fleck series, I said this yesterday, with what I've seen anyway, is you get a little bit of insight into why PJ Fleck is the way that he is. But you get Mike Nolan, who coached him in San Francisco, basically saying, he's the real deal. He's authentic. They cut him in San Francisco, and then 10 seconds later, he was offering him a job. And said, your football's not going to work out for you. He had some shoulder injuries, which as a wide receiver is never a good thing. Cut him, offered him a job. Ultimately, he said no, wound up at Ohio State working for Jim Tressel, and then Rutgers for Greg Schiano, and the rest is history. Never sell the lake house. Remember that, kids. If you're driving in the car with mom and dad right now, never sell the lake house. At 6:24, here's what we're going to do. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will check in one more time with our very own Scott Unash at Kingston Stadium. Kyle's going to have another big board update for you. And speaking of Nick Saban, he had a rather interesting take about members of the media and preseason accolades, preseason polls. We'll get to that coming up before 7 o'clock as well. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM. Back with our very own Scott Unash after this.
This Saturday, you, your family, and friends can all pitch in to make Cedar Rapids even more beautiful during the City of Cedar Rapids One Bag Challenge event. Just meet at the McGrath Amphitheater at 1:30. When you get there, you'll pick up your kit, divide into groups, and head around town to spiff things up. The first 50 people to pick up a kit get a free mini cooling towel. There'll be snacks and a group photo of all you do-gooders, too. This is a great way to show your kids how to make a positive impact on the community. Be part of the One Bag Challenge Saturday. Get details at cleanupcr.com.
Austin, we've got your game. Dave Austin here from Austin's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? Well, wait no more. Austin's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austin's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austin's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austin's.
The Colonels will fight for Iowa this Friday night on Iowa Hawkeye Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a free Bob Brooks commemorative bobblehead. And the Colonels will wear Hawkeye bib-themed jerseys that'll be auctioned off to benefit the Linn County Eye Club. Wear your black and gold for Hawkeye Night at the Colonels this Friday night. Experience Colonels baseball, where it's always a great time.
It's only 21 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
6:26, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow, it's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. We make our way to Iowa City and the Coach's Corner Sports Pub once again, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. And Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be sitting in for Alex, who will rejoin us here on Monday. Let's do this. So, by the way, I never did congratulate Bob in Coralville. He was our winner of the hairball tickets. Tonight we'll have another pair of those to give away sometime on tomorrow's program. Let's go to Kyle first with a big board. And then we'll check in with Scott Unash. Does that work? Midwest One Bank bringing you this big board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Cyclone George Niang signed a partially guaranteed one-year deal with the Golden State Warriors yesterday. He'll be one of the last players off the bench, but the Warriors have a track record of utilizing young, cheap, and talented players, even deep into the playoffs. The Gazette and KGYM Radio released preseason high school football rankings. Ankeny Centennial sits atop Class 4A with Iowa City West 4th, Cedar Rapids Washington 6th, and Cedar Rapids Prairie 9th. Pella was pegged as the Class of 3A with Xavier 3rd, and Mount Vernon is tied for 2nd in Class 2A with Williamsburg 7th, and Iowa City Regina is the top-ranked team in Class 1A. Tonight marks the first night of high school football in the area, with some teams playing Week 0 games, including HLV and Wayland at Wayland and Lone Tree at Central City. The Colonels lost 7-2 last night to the Burlington Bees in the third of a four-game series. One positive that did come from that, however, was Shane Carrier hitting a solo home run to extend his hitting streak to 22 games. They'll try to preserve a series split tonight with Patrick McGuff on the hill squaring off with Chris Rodriguez. The Twins and Indians were postponed last night in Minnesota, so they're playing a doubleheader today. Game 1 finished before we got on air, and Cleveland won 9-3. Game 2 got started a little bit ago. They're scoreless in the second, but since that's a rain makeup, we don't have that on KGYM, so you can keep it here after the show for some regular ESPN programming.
Do we need to take a break before we check in with Scott, or is he all hooked up and ready to go?
I think he's ready to go. Scott, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go, man.
It's our very own Scott Unash checking in for the second and final time from Kingston Stadium tonight. I feel as if I'm recycling material here, Scott, but you've only got 32 minutes.
That's all. Well, we're gaining anyway, but yeah, we're here at the Gazette's first ever high school football kickoff, and crowd starting to fill in here on the track here at Kingston Stadium. We're playing little bags over here, some of the Kennedy players and dance team, and Marion players here as well, as they are the first coaches to come down. And we got some great food as well. Chubb's Barbecue is here, so we encourage everyone to stop on by. We're going to be here until 8 o'clock here tonight. We've got magnet schedules with our KGYM broadcast schedule on it. We're going to have it tomorrow night as well. You guys are going to take some down to Coach's Corner, so we'll have it for the South folks as well. Got some bumper stickers. We got some koozies and some T-shirts as well. So a lot of prizes if you come down and play some bags with us. And if you win, we'll set you up with some of those, Juan and Derek will. But great time. High school football getting underway tonight, like you guys said, with a couple of eight-man games. And there'll be more eight-man football tomorrow night, and then everybody – for the most part, gets underway next week, and our first two games coming up next week as well. But it's in the air. It feels like mid-September here for high school football. So we are here. We encourage everyone to stop on down 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. We're going strong right now. Just come on down to Kingston Stadium and bring your appetite and have a lot of fun out here. Should be a good time. And you got 31 minutes left, guys. So.
No, I want to be very clear about this. You sort of made it sound as if you beat them in bags, you'll get set up with Juan. You don't get to you don't get to take Juan home with you. No, he stays with us at KGYM, well, but he will set you up with some prizes, right?
He will, okay. And I'm not, yeah, well, I'm again, like the last time I checked in with you, I am not touching that one again with a 10-foot pole.
It confused me, and I didn't want to confuse the listeners there. So he is not one of the eligible prizes, but we usually have some very nice stuff. What are we hoping to learn about the area football teams tonight from this roundtable discussion?
Well, we'll find out what they have coming back and who looks good early on anyway. A lot of the in fact, most of the teams that aren't playing the Week Zero are playing scrimmages tomorrow night. They're allowed to do that. So I think just about everybody in the Metro has got a scrimmage partner that they're going to go with tomorrow. So they're going to know a lot more about their football team on Saturday morning, and then a lot more after a week from Friday, because as you know, in football, you make your most improvement from week one to week two. And so they'll get things started on that process tomorrow night. So like with every sport, everybody's a champion right now. So that's the best thing about it.
Speaking of Saturday morning, you've got four teams you're previewing on the coaches show, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk Kennedy, Marion, Lindmar, and Jefferson coming up on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on the coaches show. So we encourage everyone to tune in. And we have last week's up on the website at KGYMradio.com. If you'd like to go back and listen to the podcast, and that is available right now. Last week we talked with Prairie and Washington and Xavier, their coaches. And all the coaches are going to be here coming up, sounds like. So if you're a fan of high school football, stop on by and check it out.
Which coach is the best at bags?
Don't know yet. It's been the players that have been playing.
My money's on Paul James.
Definitely.
I know he's the best caddy because his son Chris, very good, a multi-time City Am champ. He's the golf coach at Linmar, and Paul does a lot of caddying in the summer for him. So I know he's the best caddy.
Does he know Chubbs?
Chubbs was not a caddy.
Well, he should have been.
Coach caddy.
PGA pro, whatever. Scott Unash at Kingston Stadium tonight. That event got underway at 6 o'clock. Goes until 8 o'clock. Sounds like you've still got time to get out there and see the meat of the program, and I'm sure you and Mark will talk a little bit more about it tomorrow on the gym class. Okay, I'm not going to have any more fun with you tonight. I will turn you loose, and I won't make you feel uneasy about any comments about Juan or cheerleaders or anything like that. So
I appreciate that.
We'll reconvene tomorrow, but if you want to pick up some KGYM swag, you can stop by and visit Scott at Kingston Stadium tonight. We will check in with you tomorrow, Scott.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Again, that event is free. The Gazettes kick off to the high school football season going on right now at Kingston Stadium here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. You know what? I may swing over after the show is over tonight and pick up a little barbecue.
Maybe a magnet schedule?
And kick Juan's butt at bags. Give me the bags.
What do you win if you win at bags?
I have a feeling we've got some very nice KGYM pint glasses.
That's true.
We've got some golf balls. We've got some of the same stuff that you can get tomorrow if you join me in Iowa City along with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com during the KGYM road trip. Those check-ins went about as well as I thought they were going to today.
Super well.
He made it sound like you got to take Juan home with you. And I'm thinking we're violating a bunch of rules.
I don't think HR would like that.
No. We dressed Juan up. Well, no, we didn't dress him up, but he was on the lawn last year for Halloween and handing out candy on October 31st. He dressed up, I think, as a cat.
Did we even tell him to dress up? Or
I don't want more cats. We need more dogs.
I think he just dressed himself up as a cat. I don't think we gave any instructions as to what to wear, but he did a very good job. Halloween, it was a hit. There were so many people that showed up.
All right, Minnesota has two starting quarterbacks. Iowa doesn't have one at the moment, and neither one of those programs is Alabama. Nick Saban today had some interesting things to say about the media and preseason expectations heaped upon players by the media. We'll hear what those comments were when we return. It's 6:35. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, optional on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Napa Know-How.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
guys. Get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more Big and Tall styles at JCP.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at JCP.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. See them refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or JCP.com for details.
6:37 on a Thursday night. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. And this is really something today. I just watched this during the break. But as many of you may know, there was a terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain earlier today that resulted in several lives lost, a lot of injuries. There are a number of United States college basketball teams playing in Europe right now. Iowa just finished up a trip to Germany, Switzerland, Italy, but a number of college basketball teams are in Spain, including the Oregon State basketball program. And Oregon State was staying at a hotel right across the street from the area, Las, I am not even going to attempt to say the area because I'll probably wind up butchering it, but Las Ramblas, anyway. The area that this attack occurred, and it literally, they watched from their window as all hell was breaking loose there. Just, I can't even begin to imagine going on a trip and you're thinking, you know, you're going to do all the sightseeing and play some basketball games and these guys are going to have to live with the memory of this for the rest of their lives. And their head coach, Wayne Tinkle, is...
Very good coach.
He replaced Craig Robinson.
That's correct.
A couple years ago. He did a little interview, posted it on Oregon State. I believe it's on their men's basketball Twitter account. ABC News picked it up. Said they've had a lot of media requests, but he's not really comfortable talking about what they saw. They don't want to share any of the pictures or anything, but their traveling party is all accounted for and everybody is safe. So absolutely horrific. Today we were just talking in hour number two about how the lines between a lot of non-sports stories and sports tend to have really been blurred in the last couple months and last couple years. And there's a really great example of it. And hopefully you never know where or when something like this is going to happen again. You keep in the back of my mind Iowa over in Taiwan, the baseball team at the World University Games, and I'm sure security there is on high alert as it would be around the rest of the world. But glad to know that everybody with the Oregon State basketball program is safe and sound, and they will be returning stateside. I think they were scheduled to return home tomorrow anyway.
I hadn't checked in with any of the people back at Oregon State to try to find out any information today, but that has to be frightening. Clemson and Tulane, also basketball teams in Barcelona when this terrorist attack occurred. So good to hear that everybody in their... within their basketball program, of all three of those programs, are okay. But yeah, just an awful situation, especially for the Beavers, who, like you said, were staying right across the street from where all of this was happening. So a great trip, a trip that was supposed to be a team bonding moment, and maybe it still is, but it takes a turn for the worse.
Well, I don't know how you transition from that back into regular old hashtag stick to sports, but...
Old-fashioned stick to sports?
Yeah, see? It's just, it's a bug, and it gets in your head, and it burrows in there, and now it's going to be hard for me to get that out of there. But we mentioned Nick Saban making some comments earlier today. Here's the thing about Nick Saban before we play this audio, in which he kind of goes off at the media about preseason polls, preseason watch lists, things of that nature. Nick Saban is very calculated at what he discusses, when he discusses it, what he chooses to pay attention to, what he doesn't. So I've spent the better part of the last 3 or 4 hours trying to figure out maybe what his angle is here. But this was a question, I think, about one of the linebackers at Alabama and whether or not he was going to have a good season, what he's looked like in camp. You know, standard media day press availability pablum. And here's Alabama coach Nick Saban. This isn't quite on the Gundy scale, 1 to 10. I'm a man, I'm 40. This is probably maybe a 4.5. It's a very weak rant, but it's entertaining nonetheless. So Nick Saban telling reporters exactly what he thinks of their preseason expectations. That apparently didn't go over very well.
Wow, Nick was speaking in a really high-pitched voice. Wow.
That was, must have been something that I did. It sounded fine down the hall.
Ow.
Can we get Scott back for another 6 or 7 minutes? I promise I won't say any. People on the text line are creeped out about mentioning the cheerleaders. It's a part of high school football. I guess I apologize. Not going to apologize for sticking up for Juan and the bags. Do we know what happened? What on earth happened there?
I really don't know. But I think there is a way that we can get Nick Saban's comments on our air.
I'd like to blame Kyle for that. He's the producer, but I'm actually the one who got that audio. Let's try this one more time. Maybe.
Well, maybe not. This is live radio at its finest.
Which gives you all the more reason to join us tomorrow when Rob Howe sits in for Alex at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. We'll be there from 4 until 7. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, or at one of their 3 Iowa locations, one in Grinnell, one in North Liberty, and one in Iowa City. We'll be talking a little baseball with Mount Mercy's Jack Dom and filling a whole lot of time because I don't think there's anybody else lined up on the show tomorrow. Love it or leave it. We got love it or leave it.
Phil Steele?
Phil Steele. Yes, thank you very much. We're going to chat with Phil Steele. And love it or Rob knows how to do love it or leave it, right?
He does. He's done it before.
That didn't get affected by the tornado.
It didn't.
The last time that he was on.
So okay. Let's try this one more time.
This is the third time, third strike, and we're out.
Christian Miller.
Oh, I don't know. You know, you guys make all these predictions about everything, about guys that are going to be great players that have been here for 2 years and who's going to win all the games. And I don't even know why we play. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? Why do we compete? Why do we coach guys? How do they need to improve? I mean, you guys got all the answers to, how guys are going to be, what they're going to do. Sometimes I wonder, why do we play? I mean, why do we even have practice? Because you guys got all these conclusions already drawn about who's what, how good they are, what they can do. I mean, so why would you ask me? I mean, that's a product that's puzzling to me. Why would you ask me? I mean, I read stuff all the time like, oh, that's nice to know. I mean, where'd that come from? And then you ask me? But Christian Miller has done a nice job. He's had a really good camp. He's doing a good job. I mean, had a lot of production points in the scrimmage. So we're really happy with his progress.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
And, you know, thanks for asking.
So what's Nick Saban's angle there? Because he never says anything without either a purpose or to work an angle. As you can, he sort of turns it into a joke. He sort of brings in a little levity there at the end. But then, by the way, he's having a good camp. So the guy that they're asking about is worthy of being discussed. But Nick Saban uses that as an opportunity to sort of go in on preseason magazines, preseason polls, things of that nature.
He's constantly doing this. This is not the first time that he almost goes after any positive press for his team. And it's interesting, but it makes sense to me in the sense that he gets tired of having to drum up negativity to his football team, because they always hear about how good they are because they're the best team in the country year in and year out. So this is not the first time where Nick Saban has been critical of the media for not giving the other team a chance or saying too many nice things about his program. I think he embraces, as do most coaches, the negative press because that's a lot easier to motivate your football team with, and he never gets that. That football team doesn't get that because they've won as many national championships as that's four now in Nick Saban's time at Alabama. I don't quite understand it from my standpoint, but I do see why he's doing it. He's done this before. It seems like he does this almost every year.
Is it a message to the team? Is it sort of a coded message to the players? Is it a dig at the coaching staff? Does he think there's somebody leaking information? He talks about reading things and, you know, where'd you get that? He's got to have some sort of angle that he's working here.
He's one of those guys that he does a very good job, I think, of manipulating the media. He uses it to his advantage when he does things like this. And that it's got to be difficult for any media member to be critical of a guy with the amount of success that Nick Saban has had and the star power, the power that he has in that region. So I think there's a little bit of that going on. Other than that, I just think he likes to vent. But I will say this to Nick Saban. Let us have the watch lists. Let us have the speculation, because it's all we've got. It's all that we have to talk about this time of year. We're 2 weeks away from the start of college football. 2 weeks from today will be the first Thursday, the opening Thursday night football games of the year. And as two guys who come on the radio every day for 3 hours in a college football dominated market, let us have something. So, and I think for the beat reporters as well, this was I'm trying to find the publication that this particular reporter is from. Summer is a slow time for the print reporters in Tuscaloosa who cover the football team. And whatever insight they have into the program they want to share with the reader, just let us have the little amount of speculation, the little amount of talking points that we do have this time of year. That's all I ask.
319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Don't forget, you've got still have time to vote in our poll question tonight. Do you think Iowa's non-conference basketball schedule is too soft? Yes or no? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. 6:51, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Cedar Rapids Colonels underway, taking on the Burlington Bees. Colonels are home tomorrow night. They take on the Beloit Snappers, the second-to-last Z102.9 Mug Club of the night. Kyle will be with us in just a moment. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on all three KGYM frequencies. Back with more in just a bit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
guys. Get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more Big and Tall styles at JCP.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at JCP.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. See them first to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or JCP.com for details.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
This Saturday, you, your family, and friends can all pitch in to make Cedar Rapids even more beautiful during the City of Cedar Rapids One Bag Challenge event. Just meet at the McGrath Amphitheater at 1:30. When you get there, you'll pick up your kit, divide into groups, and head around town to spiff things up. The first 50 people to pick up a kit get a free mini cooling towel. There'll be snacks and a group photo of all you do-gooders, too. This is a great way to show your kids how to make a positive impact on the community. Be part of the One Bag Challenge Saturday. Get details at cleanupcr.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
6:54, time to put the finishing touches on another edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three of our frequencies, 106.3 FM, that's the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, our North Gym in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. Those three frequencies are about to get a workout with high school football starting up here in the near future. Again, you've still got time to make your way to Kingston Stadium tonight. Scott Unash and the KGYM crew on hand for the Gazette's high school kickoff that goes until 8 o'clock. The area coaches speaking about their teams, great food, prizes, everything that you want to kick off the high school football season. We'll have it for you. A big thank you to our friends from the Gazette for letting us in on the fun. Again, Kingston Stadium tonight, that's an absolutely free event. And speaking of free, I don't charge you anything to do these big board updates. They're all yours, Kyle Mann. Midwest One brings you a big board update twice an hour. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Cyclone George Niang signed a partially guaranteed one-year deal with the Golden State Warriors yesterday. He'll be one of the last players on the bench, but the Warriors do have a track record of utilizing young, cheap, and talented players, even deep into the playoffs. The Gazette and KGYM Radio released preseason high school football rankings. Ankeny Centennial sits atop Class 4A with Iowa City West 4th, Cedar Rapids Washington 6th, and Cedar Rapids Prairie 9th. Pella was pegged as the class of Class 3A with Xavier 3rd. Mount Vernon is tied for 2nd in Class 2A with Williamsburg 7th. And Iowa City Regina is the top-ranked team in Class 1A. Tonight marks the first night of high school football in the area, with some teams playing Week 0 games, including HLV and Wayland at Wayland and Lone Tree at Central City. The Colonels lost 7-2 last night to the Burlington Bees in the third of a four-game series. One positive that did come from that, however, was Shane Carrier hitting a solo home run to extend his hitting streak to 22 games. They're trying to preserve a series split tonight with Patrick McGuff on the hill squaring off with Chris Rodriguez. Colonels lead that one 2-0 in the second. The Twins and Indians were postponed last night in Minnesota, so they're playing a doubleheader today. Cleveland won game one 9-3, and game two got started a little bit ago. Scoreless in the third. It's a rain makeup, so we don't have it here on KGYM. Keep it here after the show for some normal ESPN programming.
ESPN programming on the way tonight. After the show is over, join us tomorrow at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We will talk with Mr. College Football himself, Phil Steele, as well as Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. Love it or leave it, and more. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com sits in as Alex enjoys his final day of vacation before becoming the voice of the South Gym during high school football season. 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away. Going to enjoy some time in Chicago tomorrow.
Enjoy your Thursday night. Local programming begins again tomorrow at 3 o'clock with Scott and Mark.
This Saturday, you, your family, and friends can all pitch in to make Cedar Rapids even more beautiful during the City of Cedar Rapids One Bag Challenge event. Just meet up.